For today's In Touch, we continue our conversation with Tom McNamara, head coach of Waco's shooting sports team.
With the guns, are you practicing there on school grounds? How does that work?
Absolutely not. And that obviously is the trickiest part of the whole deal. Every school will handle that particular issue differently. We have several places to utilize the firearms off-site. It's not something that, for political reasons and for lots of safety reasons, we go to designated spots, such as a range in Fairfield that we go to. There is the Highland Hideaway. They have a very nice facility, and then we can go there and shoot. Also, there's a single birdhouse around Riverside that we've talked to people about that we can go utilize. So this is a legitimate sport. It is not just, you know, going out on Dad's back 40 and throwing some clays in the air. There are rules. As far as safety goes, one of the interesting statistics is that out of every 100 athletes in football, almost 19 of them will be injured in some way. In the shooting sports, it's 0.4. And these injuries are, you know, kids falling down on concrete and scraping their knees or something like that. There has not been a single firearm mishap in any of these meets since its inception in Iowa. And nationwide, very, very few. It's an incredibly safe sport. The only outdoor sport that is safer, apparently, is canoeing. And even walking is more dangerous as far as injuries than the shooting sports at this point.
I'd have to imagine that's the biggest hurdle when trying to sell something like this.
It is, and mostly it's from the unknown. As you and I both know, firearms are under attack in this country. And this isn't about the Second Amendment. This is really about teaching kids responsibility. I have two girls. One of them is on the trap team at West High School in Iowa City, and I want them to grow up responsible, confident young ladies. And one of the ways is for them to gain skills. Skills that, you know, not everybody has. And I see it all the time. When I go out there with my daughter, she is one of the most responsible kids that you could see. The kids step up. They don't make mistakes when it comes to safety. They know what the ramifications are. And that is the difference. It feels so good out there, and they're so proud of themselves when they know that this sport is about skill and it's about being able to do something. It's hard to describe, but it's really, really fun for the parents, for the students, and for the coaches.
Do the kids provide their own guns?
Oh, absolutely. That is one of the things. It is an expensive sport, and we do have limitations on what is going to be worthwhile. It is a 12-gauge and a 20-gauge sport. The firearms need to be in good repair. They need to be safe. There are lots of rules that we have for that. But yes, the students have to provide their own firearms.
Well, I'm familiar with shooting clay pigeons. I'm not saying I'm any good at it, but was this a hobby of yours that you were able to channel into, you know, school club?
A little bit. Actually, one of my favorite memories of me as a teenager is really my dad and my grandfather. On Thanksgiving, we would always go out and we would knock clay pigeons out of the air. It was family time, and it was passing down of traditions, and it was about keeping in touch with our past, in a way. And yeah, as my daughters became older and I looked around at my students, and I thought, what can we do for these students that really don't have a sport to go to? What can we do for those kids that are not basketball players, they're not football players, they're not wrestlers? What can we provide for these students that are really, as far as extracurricular activities, orphans? And I did some research before I presented this to the school board, making sure that this is the direction we wanted to go. So I checked out the safety issues, I checked out the rules, I checked out how we were going to do that. And the more I learned about the sport, the more excited I got, and the more people I talked to, the more I knew this would be a good fit here at Waco High School.
Tom, thank you for all your time.
Oh, it's been a pleasure to speak with you today, and I invite you and everyone else to our first meet when it comes around in April.
That was my conversation with Tom McNamara, head coach of Waco's shooting sports team, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.